I've been camping at Buck Lake in Arkansas's White River National Wildlife Refuge for a couple of nights, within sight of a roost tree for a pair of red-headed woodpeckers. Since I first started birding, red-headeds have been one of my favorite species. I saw my first one on May 3, 1975 at Baker Woodlot on the Michigan State University campus when I was a student. It was number 20 on my life list. The birds on campus, and ones I happened to see in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Ontario within the next year, reinforced my belief that this was a fairly common species, and in some areas, red-headed woodpeckers are still pretty abundant. They're closely associated with oak forests, eating and squirreling away acorns, but unlike blue jays and most other acorn eaters, red-headed woodpeckers are uniquely vulnerable to automobiles. They fly in a swoopy, typical woodpecker flight, but tend to cross open areas at lower heights than most woodpeckers, right in line with cars and trucks. So when I was seeing so many here and there in the woods and open areas, I was also seeing quite a few dead on the roadsides, and their bold black, white, and red plumage made their crushed bodies all too easy to identify. There are still places in Minnesota and Wisconsin where red-headed woodpeckers are easy to find, but not where I happen to spend most of my time, so it's a red-letter day whenever I see one. But here on the shore of Buck Lake, it's an easy matter to see red-headed woodpeckers. A pair is using the dead limbs in one tree as a food cache, and one of them is also roosting in one of the cavities in that tree. At one point, I was playing some recordings of basic Arkansas birds to brush up on the sounds I was hearing, and whenever red-headed woodpecker calls came up, even though I was playing them very quietly, the birds suddenly started making agitated calls and swaying their bodies back and forth from high branches near their cache. I felt bad for disturbing them, but was fascinated by how clearly devoted to and protective of their tree and their food stores they were. Red-headed woodpeckers eat more than those acorns and other seeds and berries that they hide in their crevices, though. They also catch insects in flight, and few things on this planet are as beautiful as a red-headed woodpecker fluttering out, the white on its wings twinkling like a fairy in flight in aerial pursuit of insects. You can tell male from female in most woodpecker species by simply looking at their facial markings. Most woodpeckers can tell each other apart when just poking their faces out of tree holes, but not red-headed woodpeckers. All adults have pretty much identical plumage, bright red heads and wings that are bold black and white, the white being pretty much exactly where it is in ivory-billed woodpeckers. And unlike most woodpecker species, immature red-headed woodpeckers don't have any red on their head at all. They look exactly like their parents, only as if photographed with black and white film. So I'm not exactly sure how adult males and females tell one another apart, but however they do, it's cool that they know something we don't know, and know it well enough to produce little baby red-headed woodpeckers who grow up to be one of the prettiest woodpeckers in the world, filling me with deep satisfaction whenever I see them. Production of these For the Birds programs from my Arkansas adventure are supported by binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.